WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real talk. You know, life throws curveballs. Sometimes they're fastballs right to the face, other times they're gentle nudges that knock you off balance just enough to make you question everything. Ever feel like you're stuck on a roller coaster with no brakes? That's change, folks. It's constant, it's unavoidable, and honestly, sometimes it feels downright exhausting. But here's the good news. You've got more power than you think to not just survive these changes, but actually thrive in them. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, that mental muscle that allows you to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to the unexpected, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a beautiful oak tree. It's strong, it stands tall, but even the mightiest oaks need to bend with the wind. That flexibility, that ability to adapt and grow even under pressure, that's resilience. And you can cultivate it. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your resilience. First, accept what you can't control. We're not talking about being passive, but about recognizing the difference between things within our power and those that are simply beyond our grasp. You can't control the weather, you can't control other people's actions, and you certainly can't control every single outcome in your life. But what you can control is your reaction to these events. Choose to focus on what you can influence: your thoughts, your attitude, your actions. That shift in perspective can be a game-changer. Second, practice self-awareness. Knowing yourself, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, your triggers and your coping mechanisms, that's crucial for building resilience. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without training, would you? The same goes for navigating life's challenges. Take some time to reflect on your past experiences. What helped you bounce back from tough situations? What are your patterns of thought and behavior when things get stressful? Self-awareness is the foundation for growth. Third, cultivate a positive mindset. Now, I'm not saying you have to wear rose-colored glasses all the time. Acknowledging reality is important. But negativity just amplifies stress and makes it harder to cope. Practice gratitude, focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Celebrate your wins, even the little ones. A positive outlook can be a powerful force for resilience. Fourth, build strong connections. We're social creatures by nature, and humans thrive in connection. Having a supportive network of friends, family, or mentors can make all the difference when things get tough. Don't be afraid to reach out for help, lean on your loved ones, and share your experiences. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, embrace continuous learning. Life is a constant process of growth and adaptation. Be open to new experiences, seek out challenges that stretch you beyond your comfort zone, and never stop learning. The more you learn and grow, the better equipped you'll be to handle whatever life throws your way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, one that could really make or break your career. You've poured your heart and soul into this project, but then disaster strikes the day before your presentation. Your laptop crashes and wipes out all your slides. Sounds like a recipe for panic, right? But here's where resilience kicks in. Instead of spiraling into despair, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and focus on what you can control. Recreating those slides from scratch, using backup information, and practicing your delivery with renewed vigor. You might even find yourself delivering an even more impactful presentation because of the unexpected challenge. The key takeaway here is this. Change is inevitable, setbacks are part of the game, but your response to these challenges determines your outcome. By embracing self-awareness, cultivating a positive mindset, building strong connections, learning continuously, and accepting what you can't control, you can build that mental muscle of resilience. It's not about avoiding the storm, it's about learning to weather it with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. So go out there, embrace the changes, and keep moving forward. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, join the conversation on social media, and tell a friend who needs to hear this message. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.